Lenawee County Power Rankings, week two, ladies and gentlemen. Four undefeateds, couple of winless teams, a lot of 1-1.
Yep.
So a lot of debate coming up here. Okay, coin flip. I'll flip it.
Go ahead, since you have the coins on your side of the glass.
Yeah. How about that catch?
I was worried you were going to knock the monitor over.
What is it?
I don't know. We didn't call it.
What is it? It's
heads,
on my hand.
Heads.
It's tails.
Okay.
I'll go. I'll take the ball first.
All right.
Number 12, it's reality, Madison.
Ooh.
They're 0-2. That was not a good LCAA preview. They get shut out against Dundee, lose last minute to Onsted. They must bounce back in the Tri-County. I got Madison at 12. Haven't looked great. Can they bounce back? Sure. But as of week two, they're at 12 for me.
Okay. I have the Morenci Bulldogs at 12, also 0-2. One could argue they were a little more competitive. Both teams were competitive in week two compared to week one. More competitive. So hopefully that's a sign that both of our number 12 teams are at least trending slightly upward.
Number 11. I think I was gaslighting myself a little bit with this team. They're 1-1.
Ooh.
They have a pretty good defense. They've scored 8 points in two games. Sand Creek. They're 1-1. Got shut out by Blissfield. Beat Quincy 8-0.
Yeah.
So I said defense pretty good, but you scored 8 points.
Yeah.
So I got them at 11 right now.
You have an 0-2 team up ranked higher.
I do. I'm going to get to it later.
Wow.
I'm telling you, shakeups, controversy, all of it. Power ranking style.
I have Madison at number 11. They're the other 0-2 team.
Number 10.
11A and 11B really could be Madison and Morenci for me.
I got Morenci at 10.
Okay.
They can compete. We've seen them compete. They were right there with Toledo Christian. Then they turn around and go to Stryker, have a chance to win it. That game was here on the Cave. They can compete, and they are competing in eight-player football. They're not a pushover. They can score. It's just the defensive side of things needs some help. And that's kind of been their problem the last couple of years when they were 11-player. But I have Morenci 0-2 at number 10.
Hmm.
Power rankings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They look good.
My number 10, Onsted, up slightly because they won. And they're a tick above Madison in my mind.
All right, at number 9, I got the Adrian Maples. And I will say this. Beating Columbia Central should be the expectation and the new standard. Beating them shouldn't be rah-rah, ooh-rah-rah, we won, how great. No, you should go in, beat the crap out of them, and then move on. So they're going to move on. Can they keep it going against Ypsilanti? Don't look ahead to Tecumseh because they're week four. But I got the Maples at 1-1. Good win for Coach Przygotski. First win, first home win since 2017, Andrew pointed out to me on Friday.
Yes.
So I got the Maples at 9.
Okay. I have Sand Creek at 9 for a lot of the reasons you mentioned. I just have them slightly ahead of those other three schools I've already named. They got to find some offense, though.
Yeah. Where it is, I don't know. Number 8, I will put Onsted. Nice win over a future league opponent in Madison. A close loss to Monroe Jefferson week one, 2-point loss, and then a 4-point win. Tight games. I like it. They're competing. I'll put Onsted right there at 8.
Okay. So we're at 8. I have the Blissfield Royals. Good win against
the Creek.
Sand Creek. I almost said Madison, but I knew that wasn't it. Good win against Sand Creek this past week. After a tough opening loss against a tough opponent in Whiteford. So Blissfield on the rise a little bit.
Big drop for me here at number 7. It's Addison. They're 1-1. Convincing week one win. Close loss week two to Manchester. A team that, you know, when Lenawee County teams play them, Lenawee County teams typically win. So is week two an outlier for Addison? I hope so. But that's not a good look to lose to them in week two. I have the Panthers down at 7.
Okay. My number 7, Britton Deerfield, with a tough loss in week two after a good win in week one. I think they'll bounce back this week.
Number 6, I have the Blissfield Royals. I think shutting out Sand Creek was kind of a surprise. And they were my team preseason that could shake up some things. They did lose to Whiteford, but they competed. They lost by a couple scores to them in week one. Tough LCAA. Looks like Blissfield might be ready for it. So I put the Royals at 6.
All right. I have Adrian at 6. Played
Homer.
Pretty,
what a
played
homer.
Pretty well in a loss to Forest Hills Eastern. Gave up some big plays. And this week got rid of a lot of those penalties that hurt him in week one. And the result was a convincing win. Columbia Central's only score came on an interception return. Maple defense played really well, and they have a chance to be 2-1 after this week when they host Ypsilanti Friday night.
Yeah, underrated side of the ball in Lenawee is Adrian's defense.
Yeah.
Even when they weren't winning well a couple years ago, kept them in.
But as you
games.
Mentioned, a team they should have beaten, and they did. They took care of business, and you know, that's a good thing. Take care of business when you should.
At number 5, we're in the land of 1-1 here. I have Britton Deerfield. Can they bounce back after giving up 40? It's obvious this team can score.
Sure.
Kind of like Morenci. Now they're scoring a lot of points. Can they get a couple stops? A 40-30 loss. I'm sure Coach Johnson will say we can't have that. Got to be better. I think they will. So I have BD at number 5.
Okay. I have Addison. This is a team that may not lose the rest of the year or could lose maybe one or two more. So we're going to find out. You know, I remember talking with Coach Lindemann on the coaches show, a lot of young players, but players who've been in their system. So I think as they catch up to the speed of the varsity game compared to the JV game, they're going to be in good shape. They do a solid job out there. And I think Addison will be on the rebound going forward.
Okay, now we're at the undefeateds, right? Top four.
Yeah.
We have Hudson, LCS, Clinton, Tecumseh to go. I'm going to put Tecumseh at 4. I'll simply say this. Look out, SEC White. They are on their version of a revenge tour. Ooh. And Mr. Burns, their quarterback, Jake, looks really good this season. Putting up a lot of points. Can they get some key stops? That's what Tecumseh's looking at, a very explosive offense. And I have the Indians at 4.
All right. I have Lenawee Christian at 4. They could be as high as number 1. I think any one of these teams we're going to talk about could be number 1. Someone has to be number 4. I've got Lenawee Christian there.
Up to number 3, and this team is only number 3 because I'm keeping steadfast to my state champion rule. You are the state champ, and you haven't lost. You're going to be at the top. So I put Clinton at 3. They look dominant. They did not have a letdown in week 2 after beating Pontiac Notre Dame Prep week 1. Red Wolves looking dominant early at number 3.
I have Hudson at number 3. Big win, big come-from-behind win at home against Constantine, a state-ranked team. Again, they could be as high as number 1 out of these teams, but I'm going to put Hudson at 3.
At number 2 in the high school football power ranking week 2, I'll put Lenawee Christian, a squeaker in week 2. Toledo Christian team that they've had great success against. Give the Cougars credit for winning a close game in the regular season. They haven't really been tested like that in 8-player football, so... LCS at number 2.
All right, I have Clinton at number 2. A big win in week 1 over Notre Dame Prep. They go make a little bit of a road trip up to Mount Morris. You know, a lot can happen when you make those longer trips. Kids are on the bus for a long time. Clinton showed that they're legit. It could be 8-0 versus 8-0 week 9. But I know both coaches and, you know, they're doing their job and say, let's get to 3-0 first.
Right. All right, number 1. I turned you off. I was listening to the game. I turned it off. Constantine scored against Hudson to make it 20-0. And I thought, well, that's pretty much it. 20-0 late third quarter.
Ye of Jeff little says, faith.
You moron. Did you catch that game? No, I turned it off. Hudson won.
You can listen to the recording. Yeah. I was following it on social media.
What a comeback win. Is the story writing itself again for Hudson?
Ooh.
I don't know, but this is the number one team in Lenawee County to me. Come back, win against a ranked opponent, 22-20 at Thompson Field. All the emotion. They handled it well. They're trying to find that production, as Coach Rogers says. And I think they've figured it out. So I got the Tigers atop the list for the first time this season.
All right. I'm staying with Tecumseh as number one. Their offense is really something. And as you said, if they can continue to get better on defense, look out. They go to Pinckney this week. We have that game, I believe, on the Cave this week. And they've got something special going there. I think they've been building towards this group of guys for a while now, a couple years, and it's starting to pay off.
Yeah, the Tecumseh Pinckney made my list of games I'm looking forward to. That will tell us exactly what Tecumseh is, I feel, in week three. So a quick rundown of the high school football power ranking for week two. I had Madison at 12, Sand Creek 11, Morenci 10, Adrian 9, Onstead 8, Addison 7, Blissfield 6, Britton Deerfield at 5, Tecumseh 4, Clinton 3, LCS 2, and Hudson at 1.
I had Morenci 12, Madison 11, Onstead 10, Sand Creek 9, Blissfield 8, Britton Deerfield 7, Adrian 6, Addison 5, Lenawee Christian 4, Hudson 3, Clinton 2, and Tecumseh number 1.
I don't think this has ever happened in the history of our lists. I think they're all different.
I believe
they're all different.
Yeah, not once did we say same.
Yes.
Yeah.
We might have to put that online and see what people think.
Okay.
Whose list they agree with more.
Yeah. Who's got it right?
Yeah.
Comment.
How about that?
Ian That's, or John.
Seriously, I think every list we've done, at least one has
one
agreed.
One team has been the same.
Man, all right.
See, I look forward to next Wednesday when we do week three.
Yeah, I like it.